Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special for Amar and Rosh Shechi. Let's go to Moshe Mishra. I saw Moshe Mordechai. There's your Chaim and Esther Sima. V'chi sishgu v'loi sasu. It's called Mitzvah Se'ele. Asher Dibar Hashem al Moshe. When you shall err and not observe all these commandments, which Hashem has spoken to Moshe. This is Perek Tesvav. Pasuk Chof Beis. Continues Pasuk Chav Gimel, it's called Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem B'yad Moshe, Menayom Asher Tziva Hashem V'halot L'Harosechem, everything that God commanded in the hand of Moshe, from the day that Hashem commanded, and further on for the generations. So as always, usually in our Chumash Shiurim, basing our analysis on the Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu, I'm going to go to Rabbi David Zitzal. Rashi brings from the Sifri that the Pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, or maybe it's talking about any mitzvah in the Torah. No, it says Kol Mitzvah Se'ela. One mitzvah, that's kachola mitzvahs. Mao, if you're on kachola mitzvahs, if you're over on all the mitzvahs, then you're considered a parik ol. You're considered a mefer bris. You're considered a megal panim. You're up. You're throwing away the. When someone's over on all the mitzvahs, he's throwing off the yoke of Hashem. He's revoking the covenant. He's revealing the face of Torah incorrectly. So af mitzvah zuk parik ol mefer bris and megal panim. So this mitzvah, you're parik. You're throwing away the yoke. You're revoking the bris. And your megal panim. This is one mitzvah. It's can I get everything? And that's avodah zarah. Saying a parei gol is brought in the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Yud Gimel. But even though Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, but these three, it's not mechaper. Parei gol mefer bris and megal panim ein sham b'divrei gemara. So we have to understand Bishlam over there. We're talking about averus the kapara. So it's telling us that these chamar averus Yom Kippur is not mechaper below tshuva. So why do you have to emphasize that Avodah Zarah has these three aspects and explain it in the parasha of a carbon for Avodah Zarah? There it's telling you, Yom Kippur is not mechab. Normally Yom Kippur is mechab without tshuva, but not on these three averus. Why does it have to emphasize here that Avodah Zarah has these three components? The one is paregol, mefer bris, and megal panim. So that's one kasha. Another kasha is, and the Rechaim already was omed on this and others, what's the kefil? Here we keep repeating ourselves. It's called Mitzvah Ha'eva Asher Dibar Hashem B'yad Moshe. It's called Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem B'yad Moshe. Min Ayom Asher Tziva Hashem Halav Adol Arasechem. It's like repeating the same thing three times. All the mitzvahs that Hashem spoke in the hand of Moshe. Everything Hashem spoke to you in the hand of Moshe. From the day that Hashem commanded you and onwards for the generations. What are these three inyanim that are mentioned over here? And each time in a different lashon. Look in the Sugyan Harias Ches Amit Beis. That the Gemara wants to learn from here that we're talking about Avodah Zarah and Shem B'divrei Gemara, but according to Rashi from the Sifri, we already know this from Chisishku V'lo Sasu, it's called Mitzvahs. So Kim Tzedek Tekasha, the question comes back, what do you need all these different Lashonas for? So it would appear as follows, that it says in the Gemara in Shavuos that in these three Averis, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, is based on what it says in Pirkei Avos. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, I'll give Mitzvah Ma'al Ma'amed, I'll tell you about the Chasod, and the world stands on three things, on Torah, and Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. Now, the Kiyum Olam is through Torah. Like it says, Bereishis Bara, for the Torah, that's called Reishis. Shul Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. So we have two inyanim over here. Number one, we have the Kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, and through this to the world. And that's the Avodah. Through the Avodah that we serve Hashem, we have this Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's also Gemilas Chasadim. We see in the Gemara in Yevamos that there are three siman of this nation. One of them is that we're Gamlei Chasadim, B'Shan Rachamon and Gamlei Chasadim. And if you don't have, we're not Gamlei Chasad, so then you're not a Jew. You have to be Choshish for Zichus. And if we need these three things to stand up the world, number one, Torah. The world was created for Torah. Rachis Barbichul, Torah Shenikru Rachis. Number two, the Jewish people, Yisrael Shenikru Rachis. And that's Avodah, because we serve Hashem, and that's how we bring Him into the world. That's how we make the Kesher. And then Gemilas Chasadim. Not for Gemilas Chasadim, then we're not Jews. So you need these things to be Ma'amid the Olam, and that's the Yisod HaOlam. Through them, the world was created. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So according to this, it would appear that these three things that we see in the Gemara in Shavuos are neged the Gimel Yisodos. Even though Yom Kippur is Mechaper below Tshuva, but we learn from a Pesach, like we see in the Sugi over there, that if you're against the Yisoides HaOlam, the foundations of the world, so you need to do tshuva. It doesn't work without tshuva. It's not just an aver neged Hashem. And that the Rebbe says in the pasuk that the biyom hazeh lifnei Hashem titaru, that it's enough biyom hazeh, shel nemar hazeh l'baveres shel lifnei Hashem, then baveres neged Hashem. So all you need is yom hazeh to be mechaper. So those are only an averis that are neged Hashem, but these are connected. These are against the foundations of reality. Torah nevodim mils chasadim are against the foundations of reality. So that's not just lifnei Hashem, and automatically you need tshuva like the drasha of the Mishnah in Yom 85b that averis man lachavero isn't included in lifnei Hashem titaru. For this, because it's not in front of Hashem, it's between man and man. And for this reason, Parego Rashi says a koyfer v'ikar. So he's menatik himself from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he's lacking the yisod of the kesher with Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we see that the olam is amir ala voida. So that's Parego the koyfer v'ikar. So he's menatik himself from he's detaching himself from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So we lose this kesher with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The world is standing on avoda. Mefer bris. So he's revoking the bris. That means that he's meser me'atzmo es yichud Yisrael. He's removing from himself the uniqueness of the Jewish people, which is through the bris milah, and he's pogam b'yisod shel Yisrael that's required for the yisod ha'olam, for the foundation of the world. So that's mefer bris. So that's the Jewish people. He's pogam in the Jewish people. So that's the yisod gemilas chasadim. That gemilas chasadim are not Jews. And the pagam and the kesher of avoda, like we said, is paragol, which is koifer beikar. So then there's no avoda. You're not connecting to Hashem. You're not serving Hashem. And megalapanam b'torah shelo kalachas pagam b'yisod haTorah. Like Rashi there explains that he comes to Torah by azus panam v'chutzpah. With this chutzpah, he's mafki himself from the Torah. And on this, Yom Kippur is not mechaper without tshuva. So now we can say as follows. Okay, so that's why you have these three things, because these three things are the yesodis of the world, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. And if you lack these three things, so then you have no world, and therefore Yom Kippur can't be mechaper without tshuva. So again, what are they? Megala Parakol, throwing off the yoke koifer v'ikar. That's the yesod of avoda. Mefer bris, he revokes the bris mila. So that's the Yichud Shel Yisrael, that's the uniqueness of Jewish people, that's Gemilas Chasadim. That's the, if you're not, you don't have Gomel Chesed, so then you're Choshesh, they do not remember the Jewish people. And Megala Panam Torah Shelo Kalocha, so he comes to Torah with Aziz Panam in Chutzpah. He doesn't recognize the Milah of Torah, that it's Torah Hashem. Such a person is Mafki himself from the Torah, and Mamele Yom Kippur is not Mechaper without Tshuva. So now we can say as follows, we know from the Zohar HaKadosh, Vayikra, and Gimel, because Yerichu Yisov HaRais Echad. So Mamele, if you have shaychus to one of these three things, you are not detached from your shoresh. Yisrael, kuchibricha v'araisa. But if you're pogam in all these three inyanim, you're menatik yourself, you're detaching yourself, legamre. And therefore we have a special carbon for avodah zarah, unlike other averis. The Torah explains what's unique about this avera is because he was choyte neged these gimel yisodis. All three yisodis, like Rashi says, that these three yisodis that we have in the Gemara and Shavuos, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper without tshuva, so that's also what Avodah Zarah represents. Because then you're menatik yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're out. At Yuchas Shalom. And therefore, you need a special carbon. And that's what the Zifri says, if you're over on Avodah Zarah, you're over on Kol HaTorah Kula. Because you completely detach yourself from Araisa Kuchibrichu in Yisrael. And one is Avodah Avodah Zarah. Parakol made for Brisim Magalapanim Torah Shalok Halach, and that's why we need a special carbon, because if he's over on this Avera, so he's menatik himself from these three Yisodas of the world, and he really needs a special carbon because he's attaching himself from these Yisodas. So according to this, it would appear that can I get these Gimel and Yanim that we have in Avodah Zarah, we have in Pasuk three Hagdaras of the Avera of Avodah Zarah. It's Gevaldik. The Pasuk opens, up, and it's Chaz v'chisishgu v'losasu, it's called Mitzvah Sa'ila Asher Dibir Hashem HaMoshe. In other words, HaTorah mityachesed l'Moshe, like the Pasuk says in Malachi, 322, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. So that's number one. Torah relates to Moshe. V'chisishgu v'loisasu, it's called Mitzvah Asher Dibir Hashem El Moshe. When you make a mistake and you don't do all these mitzvahs that Hashem spoke to Moshe, Torah relates to Moshe. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Avodah Zarah is neged kol mitzvah Asher Dibir Hashem El Moshe. In other words, these are all the mitzvahs that Hashem spoke to Moshe. That's the Torah that was given to Moshe. And that's Keneged Megala Panim B'Torah Shelo Kehalacha. And afterwards, the pasuk adds, "As kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem biyad Moshe," that the pasuk emphasizes aleichem. In other words, even though on Avodah Zarah, Bnei Noach are also warned, nevertheless, the Jewish people are special, and that they were given the Torah, and through this they could serve Hashem. And Avodah Zarah is neged kolin shel yichud Yisrael, because it's Jewish people are special for Avodah Hashem and not for Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's mevatel the inyan of the kesher Hashem. That's keneged mefir bris. So far we have. So this chait of Avodah Zarah is connected this kol as kol mitzvah eila asher dibra Hashem al Moshe. So that's number one. That's Torah, and that's. Obviously, Megala Panam B'Torah Shelo Kehalacha. That's what Avodah Zarah does. And then afterwards, it's called Asher V'Tziva Hashem Aleichem B'Yad Moshe. What's the Aleichem you? What's the you that the uniqueness of the Jewish people? You're here to serve God, not Avodah Zarah. So you're Mevata the Kesher L'Hashem. So that's Neged Mefer Bris. That's like revoking our covenant, our uniqueness. And then it says, Menayom Asher Tziva Hashem B'Hala Dar Seichem. But even though Divrei Hashem were given to Sinai, nevertheless, it's Kilu, this Dvar Hashem in the world. God's word is always standing in the heavens. So, Mela, somebody does against Dvar Hashem is like doing against the mitzvah that he was mitzvah. Menayom Ashet Siva Hashem v'Hol Adar Seichem. That's like a kofir baker. As he's saying, Hashem didn't give it. That God gave this mitzvah, and when he's going against it, so. He's like saying that Hashem didn't give it. So here we have all three. We have the pasuk that tells us v'chisishku v'lasasu it's called Mitzvah Hashem Dibra Hashem on Moshe. That's zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. That's Torah, and that's connected megala panim b'Torah Sheloka Halacha, exposing the Torah in a false way, in a chutzpahtika way. As kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem biyad Moshe, that's connected the uniqueness of the Jewish people. That's made for bris. And that's it says Aleichem, and that's also the, like we saw before, it's connected to Milos Chasadim, which is the special unique trait of the Jewish people. And then finally, there's that's Menayom Asher Tziva Hashem V'Hol Dor Seichem, God's command. He's going against God's command. It's like he's Koifer V'Iker. That's connected to the Yisod of Avoda. We're supposed to serve God and therefore thereby connect Hashem to the world. And this person, when he's over to Zara, is being Kofir Baker. So it's all three. So because of all these three Averas, so then Mimele, you need a special carbon. So that's why this seeming triad, this repetitious three repeating itself three times, really telling us three different things. One is emphasizing the Moshe, the Torah. One is emphasizing Aleichem, the Yu, the Gemilas Chasadim, the Yichud Yisrael. Can I get the Mefer Bris? And then Menayom Asher Tziva Hashem V'Hol Adar Seichem is the Kofir Biker. Can I get the Avoda that you're saying God didn't command it? And Memela, this is a, this requires a special carbon. Top. Yesh od harbe ma ladaber. Azana yisharu imanu. Ve'ezrat Hashem nireh yoter. Toda rabah, rabah, rabah she'ezantem. Shalom.